Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Children's Trust Fund. Make your parenting resolution time and attention for your kids. Together, let's build strong families, safe kids.
I'm Jason Taylor. Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway issued a review yesterday criticizing Governor Greitens' administration over its handling of taxpayer refunds. An audit by her office found the state had $200 million worth of refunds processed and ready to be paid at one point last year, but the administration redirected the money to be used on other spending priorities first. Galloway said her examination of the process was a reaction to taxpayer inquiries.
Clearly, there's a problem if I'm getting thousands of contacts and emails and phone calls from Missourians wanting to know where their tax refund is and asking me to get to the bottom of it. And what the audit shows is that this administration is balancing its checkbook on the back of individual taxpaying Missourians.
A spokesperson for Governor Greitens called Galloway's claims a cheap ploy from a Democrat who is desperate for headlines. Galloway is the only Democrat holding a statewide office. She's up for re-election this year. The governor's gearing up for his second State of the State address. On Wednesday evening, Republican Governor Greitens will deliver his second State of the State address to the Missouri legislature. The governor's blueprint is expected to include unfinished Republican business from the 2017 legislative session that lawmakers left on the table. Topics he's likely to cover include job creation, changes to Missouri's tax and legal systems, expanding educational opportunities for students, and helping law enforcement, the military, and veterans. Greitens will not be unveiling his state budget recommendations for the next fiscal year. The release date and corresponding details on that are unknown. Greitens is set to give a speech at 7 p.m. The Democratic response will follow. Some of Missouri Net's radio affiliates will carry the address and response. Missouri Net will also have further details about the speech and reaction on Thursday. And Columbia fire crews responded to a call just after 2 a.m. this morning to a crashed SUV that ran into a utility pole. Police in Ozark near Springfield have arrested two people in connection to stealing a car with a baby inside from a gas station last week. One of the suspects has been identified as 37-year-old Wade Aaron Showalt. The other suspect has not been identified. The five-month-old baby was left in a running car outside a convenience store last Wednesday night. A coalition of groups is supporting proposed Missouri legislation to prohibit minors from using indoor tanning devices. Brian Howsworth reports.
The Missouri Youth Skin Cancer Prevention Coalition has called a 9:30 news conference for Wednesday morning at the State House in Jefferson City. He'll be joined by O'Fallon GOP State Representative Nick Schroer, who's sponsoring the bill. The coalition says skin cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in the United States, with rates rising for the past 30 years. Schroer told my colleague Missouri Net's Elisa Nelson in December that, quote, tanning even one time before you're 25 can dramatically increase your chances of getting melanoma, end of quote.
This is Missouri Net.